Las Vegas Unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve Hearing Aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I was just looking up some numbers, and in the recent census, Nevada is nearly evenly divided. 36% are unaffiliated, 34% are Democrat, and 30% Republicans. That means the chewy middle, the unaffiliated, the independents, are going to be vital to what happens in 2022. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
I just checked the NDOT accident sheet, and it's all clear right now, but do expect some delays as you try to work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area right now. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 westbound at Pecos. Only two lanes are available through that construction zone, which is on Interstate 15, both directions between Main and Eastern. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. And that's causing some congestion on that transition ramp, too. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to 515 eastbound. Very, very sluggish on that transition ramp as well.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders placing long snapper Trent Sieg on the COVID-19 reserve list. He had tested positive for it. If he is vaccinated and can test negative twice over a 24-hour period, he could be active before Sunday's game against Washington. Speaking of COVID issues, the Vegas Golden Knights are placing center William Karlsson in the NHL's COVID-19 protocol. He had already been on injured reserve because of a broken foot that he sustained back in late October, so this isn't going to affect the team that much. They play Anaheim tomorrow. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Macy's Friends and Family with our biggest savings on gifts they'll love. Get an extra 30% off brands that rarely go on sale with your coupon or Macy's card. And snag 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more stocking stuffers. Plus, shop daily flash deals while supplies last, going on now at Macy's. And get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Attention Nevada Patriots, this is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
The big news of the day, the oral arguments in the abortion case in Mississippi, and Brett Kavanaugh, a conservative, a pretty reliable conservative, was questioned by, well, questioned Julie Reichelman, who obviously supports pro-choice. And Justice Brett Kavanaugh, in fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut six real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before we go to the next break. Talking about the Supreme Court and overturning Roe v. Wade, and in doing so, overturning precedent. Listen to this.
And I want to ask a question about stare decisis and to think about how to approach that here, because there have been lots of questions picking up on Justice Barrett's questions and others. And history helps think about stare decisis as I've looked at it and the history of how the courts applied stare decisis. And when you really dig into it, history tells a somewhat different story, I think, than is sometimes assumed. If you think about some of the most important cases the most consequential cases in this court. There's a string of them where the case is overruled precedent. Brown v. Board, outlawed separate but equal. Baker versus Carr, which set the stage for one person, one vote. West Coast Hotel, which recognized the state's authority to regulate business. Miranda versus Arizona, which required police to give warnings when the right to about the right to remain silent and to have an attorney present to suspects in criminal custody. Lawrence v. Texas, which said that the state may not prohibit same-sex conduct. Knapp versus Ohio, which held that the exclusionary rule applies to state criminal prosecutions to exclude evidence obtained in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Gideon versus Wainwright, which guaranteed the right to counsel in criminal cases. Obergefell, which recognized a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. In each of those cases, and that's a list, and I could go on, and those are some of the most consequential and important in the court's history, the court overruled precedent. And it turns out, if the court in those cases had listened and they were presented with arguments in those cases, adhere to precedent in Brown v. Board, adhere to Plessy in West Coast Hotel, adhere to Atkins, and adhere to Lochner. And if the court had done that in those cases, the country would be a much different place. So I assume you agree with most, if not all, the cases I listed there where the court overruled precedent. So the question on stare decisis is why, if, and I know you disagree with what I'm about to say in the if we think that the prior precedents are seriously wrong, if that, why then doesn't the history of this court's practice with respect to those cases tell us that the right answer is actually to return to the position of neutrality and not stick with those precedents in the same way that all those other cases didn't?
Because the view that a previous precedent is wrong, Your Honor, has never been enough for this court to overrule, and it certainly shouldn't be enough here when there's 50 years of precedent. Instead, the court has required something else, a special justification, and the state doesn't come forward with any special justification. It makes the same exact arguments the court already considered and rejected in its stare decisis analysis in Casey, and in fact, there is nothing different. There is no less need today than 30 years ago or 50 years ago for women to be able to make this fundamental decision for themselves about their bodies, lives, and health.
That was Julie Reichelman along with Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh. I thought Brett Kavanaugh really represented himself well in this morning's hearing. But that was oral arguments just as I look up at the clock just a couple of hours ago. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Steffen. When you have a dispute with the government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison Steffen, calls 385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. One of the things we're going to do coming up in our next segment, and I want to get into this because what we are finding is there is a huge double standard out there when it comes to Joe Biden, what he expected of Donald Trump and what now is being expected of him. It's a little bit scary. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
The Nevada Resilience Project reminds you that hope is on the horizon. We know it's been a difficult year for everyone, and the world may still feel unstable at times. It's okay, because you're not alone. If you or someone you know is struggling, our Resilience Ambassadors are available and can help you find stability. Visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to connect with one of our Resilience Ambassadors.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall, now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you did Black Friday shopping? I got to tell you, I wasn't going to set foot anywhere near a mall. I just wasn't going to put myself through that. The one thing I have heard from friends is that there really is a supply chain shortage that's impacting all kinds of stuff that we do. And Christmas shopping is one of those things. I don't know that the president has any answers. I don't think he does. And it was interesting this morning. I'm not going to bore you with an audio clip from President Biden. It's so much of the same talking points, blah, 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 blah. And I'll tell you this much.
I don't think the president has a lot of answers. It was interesting, though, and this is cut number one. This was Senator Mike Braun, a senator from, where is this, Indiana. And he says that Biden has no answers to the supply chain. He was on with Sean Spicer on Newsmax last night.
Where is the accountability to discuss those priorities about what Americans are concerned about, what they're mourning for, what they're dealing with?
First of all, Sean, he doesn't appreciate the productive economy where I came from. I was over there soon after he started serving on supply chain, and we were talking about it in his office. So this has been out there for literally 8-9 months. And the fact is, it's getting delayed because there's no measurable improvement. I check in with the business that I used to run for all those years prior to becoming a senator, and the supply chain is not loosening up. And the reason is, pre-COVID, everything was working perfectly. I mean, we had things humming in high gear, and decisions from the Biden administration, call them a one-man wrecking crew, has been to disrupt all of this, from the misnavigation through COVID, where you just disproportionately shut down the real economy. And then he tries to sell this sugar high of spending more money. We got together with a couple groups today on how outlandish this thing is in terms of how much debt it's going to actually add over 10 years. It's closer to probably $2.8 trillion than $300 billion or so, because none of these programs ever get discontinued. In typical gimmicks, any of their revenue doesn't kick in until years 6 through 10. Everything they've done have been along the lines of that, which is phony, and that's why they backpedal, they're scrambling, and I think it's one of the most embarrassing things that Pelosi has ever had to contend with, how this is navigated through the House and where they are now with tons of uncertainty.
That's the truth. You know, it's interesting that Biden has no answers on Afghanistan, on immigration, all these issues, all of these issues. He has no information. He walks back stuff all the time. And gentleman Jim Dallas, this is not the only issue where the president is kind of backing away and being very measured in how he approaches it. What about the tragic shootings in Michigan where kids actually died?
Yeah, there were three teenagers that died, a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 17-year-old. A 15-year-old student opened fire with a handgun at the Oxford High School in Oxford Township, Michigan. And President Biden was speaking with reporters, and a reporter asked him if he was going to visit these victims and the families who are those affected by this school shooting. And he basically said, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to even do that. I don't even have the detail of who the families are, is his reaction. But, you know, being the commander-in-chief is also being the comforter-in-chief. And remember how George W. Bush was criticized for flying over the hurricane victims after Katrina back in 2005. You remember all the criticism he got for that? And his reasoning for not being the comforter-in-chief during that is because they were trying to, clean everything up, and they would have to take resources away from that cleanup, from the rescue, to protecting him as the president. And I think that is a valid reason. I don't think that would be the same reasoning in this case. Do you?
Well, it's a matter of timing. And let's face it, gun control right now is not high on his list of things to do. What is, for at the very forefront of everything he's doing now, today he talked about the supply chain, and over the course of the next few weeks, they're going to try and get the Build Back Broke bill through Congress, through the United States Senate. But right now it's not happening, and it may just be that it's not on his to-do list yet.
Well, they are basically, with this this budget bill, they're trying to get about 10 years' worth of legislation in one clean swoop. And they don't even care if they lose next year. I think that's why a lot of these Democrats are retiring, because once they get this, they have their agenda out there even without being in power, because this is so vast and I think damaging to the economy, then it will just push us over the edge to flat-out socialism and from kindergarten to the grave. Government care.
Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about an issue that we're going to be talking about a lot over the next year, and that is the race for the United States Senate. Dr. Oz was on Hannity, and is going to tell you why he is running for the U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania. I didn't even know he lived in Pennsylvania, to be honest with you, and that may be an issue coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas, on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at wafflebrothers.com.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, It's been hinted at for months. Now it is official. Dr. Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz to those of you on TV, is running for the Senate from Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And he was on Sean Hannity last night talking about why he's running.
So here's what I'm hearing from my patients, from my viewers, from people all over the country. There's three basic goals. The first is we need safety. Right? And safety in our body means high quality.